Dear brothers and sisters, there is one phrase we have heard in the gospel from that son. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I have sinned against heaven and before you. Dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel tells us about the parable of this prodigal son. And that parable presents to us what God is really. God is a loving and merciful Father. Yet some of people maintain that it is an unfair story. Why? Because they feel sorry for the elder son, convinced that he got a raw deal. They believe that the younger son should have been punished. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in a society where some people, and especially Christians, as we are, pretend themselves to be perfect, pretend themselves to be righteous, for whom God's mercy to sinners is unfair and scandalous. They are not happy for the conversion of some bad people. They are not happy. And we are not even happy. Let me give you an example. You know, if we know that, you know, there is somebody who is prostitute, and then you see her or him every day on the street. He never came in the church, or she never came in the church. And you know, all the assembly knows that. When we see him or her coming into the church, we are going to be surprised, saying, what is going on here? Because for us, as human, we don't think that some people can change. We don't think so. We want some people to remain where they were before. When you see them coming to the church because they have changed their lives, we are angry. We wonder ourselves, what is he doing here? It's not his place. It's not her place. But there is a question, dear brothers and sisters. If we think so, as Christians, but what is the use of the religion if it does not make a person more compassionate to those who fall? What is then the use of religion then? In other words, what is the use of Christian, the word Christian, of being Christian, if you are not compassionate, you know, Christian toward the one who can fall? Because we can fall, all of us. We are sinners. To sin, dear brothers and sisters, is to suffer. To sin is to suffer. The prodigal son did not need more punishment. Why? Because he was suffering. Because he was a sinner, knowing that to sin is to suffer. To sin is being punished. And then we have heard how his father responded to his elder son. And then I quote, "Look at we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother or yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. When we sin, dear brothers and sisters, we are dead. When we sin, we are lost. But only when we come back to Jesus, we say sorry for asking pardon and forgiveness. At that time, dear brothers and sisters, we come again alive. We are found because we were lost. Because we were lost. Through this parable, Jesus teaches us that God is merciful Father, who loves us with our strength as well as weaknesses if we return to him with a sincere heart, as that prodigal son did. Because the prodigal son acknowledged that he was wrong, he was sinner. And then he said to himself, I have to go back to him because I have sinned against heaven and against my Father to ask forgiveness. And he was forgiven. So, dear brothers and sisters, in today's world, we do hear a lot about God, how God is merciful. Yes, God is merciful, a merciful Father. But only if we come back to him, like this prodigal son. If we don't come back to him, he's not going to show us his love, his forgiveness. No, imagine if that prodigal son decided not to come back and to remain where he was. Could he benefit that forgiveness? No. From his father? No. But he came back. We have to go back when we realize that we have committed something wrong. We would not always meet success, and we are not exempted from testing defeat, sorrow, anguish, disappointment, sickness, and depression. We cannot escape misunderstandings, rejection, and irritation. But Jesus assures us that even in all of these, his Father's love is strong enough to sustain us, as he himself has experienced. God accepts and loves us for what we are, even before we approach him. Since our feelings and moods come and go, our beliefs and convictions change, our love toward another vacillate, we project our experience to God. However, God's love is constant. He loves us unconditionally, totally, and without reservation. In final, dear brothers and sisters, it is the Father who is prodigal, because he is overflowing with his love. He does not count the cost of loving. He is willing to squander everything for the love of his son. Dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, what we have to learn from this parable? What we have to learn? We have to learn how to say sorry. How to say sorry to those that we have offended. I know that saying sorry takes a lot of courage to carry it out, because it is not easy to say sorry to somebody. We are in a world where everybody is always right. Everybody is right. And nobody is wrong. Everybody is right. Look what is happening in the world, actually. In Ukraine, there is a war. Everywhere, we are going to see that there are wars. And if you ask them, if you follow the news, you watch the news, you are going to see that everybody is right. If you go to a family, to a couple, You can see that, no, the man is, you know, always right. The woman is right. The children are right. Even somebody, no, did a mistake. No, I'm right. Everybody is right. So if everybody is right, nobody is wrong. Who's going to say sorry then? That's why you can see how this world is destroyed, is ruined. That's why you can see our families are divided. The couple or couples are separated because everybody is right. And nobody can go back to say sorry if it is something wrong. We have to learn how to say sorry. To man, please say sorry. To God, your wives. And wives, please say sorry to your husband when you know that you did something wrong. Children as well, say sorry to your dad. And mom, if you realize that you did something wrong, and then your parent as well, say sorry to your children if you notice that you did something wrong to them. And secondly, we have to avoid the grumbling attitude of the elder son towards his younger brother, which attitude would rather see a sinner damned than saved. We are going to pray and to learn from this prodigal son. To come back to him and to say sorry. Only by saying that our Lord is going to be merciful to us.